churches taking up interfaith, pride, mantle with Jews, Muslims, Hindus, all striving to virtue signal to the advancing one world beast system. The war in the spirit realm is heating up. In 2023, we have seen growing pushback against the pride movement. Whether it be Bud Light, Target, Disney, the LA Dodgers, Hasbro, or Chick-fil-A, people are making them pay for shoving unwanted messages down their throats. But there's little evidence that this backlash has emanated from churches or been particularly religious focused. It's regular folks, mama bears and papa bears for the most part, who are saying, not only no, but hell no. They aren't offering their kids up to the groomers and pedophiles. Contrary to this awakening on the part of many young parents, there has been a noticeable uptick in alleged religious groups showing public support for things that their holy books characterize as sin, that being homosexuality, lesbianism, bisexuality, so-called transgenderism, and other aspects of the sweeping cultural Marxist agenda. Eric Lendrum, writing for American Greatness, cites a report by NPR tracing the increase in religious groups' support for LGBTQ, Pride, to a nationwide initiative called Faith for Pride, run by the far-left group Interfaith Alliance. The group consists of multiple religions and denominations, including Christians, Jews, Muslims, Hindus, etc. Basically the same cast of characters who will come together in a one-world religion built around climate change, racist critical race theory, liberation theology, LGBTQ+ fanaticism, transhumanism and other globalist causes loosely assembled under the banner of ESG scores and, eventually, a digitized social credit scoring system for all people on the planet. This obsession with forcing people to bow down and offer incense to the LGBTQs is occurring simultaneously with the globalist push for digital IDs and central bank digital currencies. These are the tools the globalists are setting up to be used as the enforcement mechanisms to demand allegiance to the coming government mandates associated with the above-noted wedge issues. They try to make it all about love and hate. If you don't bow down and acknowledge that gay sex is normal and good, you will be cast as a hater. Even if you hold a live and let live attitude and don't care one way or another what consenting adults do behind closed doors, that won't be good enough. You're not allowed to be neutral on this. That's why they are pushing drag shows for children and sex change drugs, surgeries for minors, explicit pornography in schoolbooks, the gamut. They know that by applying their rabid LGBTQ ideology to the kids, this will drive mothers and fathers crazy with anger when they see these perverts and groomers going after the children. But if you object and voice your objection publicly, you are now cast into the group of haters to be vilified by the political religious media establishment. It's all a trap, of course, designed to divide and conquer. Classic gaslighting. On its website, the Interfaith Alliance states, the majority of faith groups and congregations across the country are inspired by their traditions to celebrate the inherent dignity and worth of all people, including the many beloved LGBTQ+ members of their communities. But an extremist minority is working to distort the meaning of religious freedom to discriminate against those who identify or believe differently than they do. As people of faith, it's vital that we fight back against these heinous efforts and voice our support for our LGBTQ+ siblings' right to live with full dignity and safety. Join us in celebrating Faith for Pride. Baptist minister Paul Rauschenbusch, president of the Interfaith Alliance, said, "We are not going to let this happen to our LGBTQ siblings. Not on our watch. We need to organize. And organize they will." Rauschenbusch calls for left-wing Christians to unite with other progressive religions to fight back against legislation being passed in states across the country that are meant to stop hospitals and doctors from offering gender-affirming care, which is a euphemism for pumping children full of dangerous drugs and amputating healthy body tissue. This demented, psychopathic ideology is now running rampant in the public schools, even in conservative school districts. It's worth noting that Paul Rauschenbusch is the great-grandson of Walter Rauschenbusch, who is known as the father of the social gospel. Here is Paul announcing the kickoff of Faith for Pride 2023. "I don't detect anything of God in the man. Is it just me? They're coming for your kinds." And Rauschenbusch is horrified that any parents would want to protect their child from these monsters. "And we need to rally religious communities and a religious voice to say, no," he says. "Don't feel like you have this choice between your sexuality or your gender and your religious tradition. There are people out there who love you, who respect you, who will welcome you and will help you thrive. And who will encourage you to take chemical puberty blockers and cut off your breasts if you're a girl, or take synthetic hormones to grow breasts if you're a boy. Lendrum reports that one example of the Interfaith Alliance's public displays of support for Pride was at Pride Fest in Santa Monica, California, where six different houses of worship had booths set up, including Episcopalians, Lutherans, and Jews. The booths handed out various rainbow-themed merchandise, including temporary rainbow tattoos, clothing depicting Jesus with a rainbow crown of thorns, and a rainbow-colored Star of David. "I think it's really important," said Rabbi Gillian Cameron at one of the booths, "for us to be just as visible so that people know out in the world that loud voices saying horrible things to our community are not the only religious voices out there." The Interfaith Alliance says it's protecting faith and freedom, but it's not doing either. Let's be honest. This is all about virtue signaling to the rapidly forming one world system, a system where evil is cast as good and good as evil. These virtue signalers are the lukewarm church Jesus talked about in Revelation that would dominate Christianity in the end times. It's apostate Christianity, fake Christianity, ever willing to compromise with the world. And he said he would spew them out of his mouth like a rotten tomato. What they call love is not authentic, either. It's fake. True love always tells people the truth, even when it may be difficult for them to accept. And when it comes to children, it's our duty to protect them from these perverted groomers and their allies in the apostate church. If I met a pastor, priest or cleric who espoused this disgusting ideology, I would run the other way, and I sure wouldn't let him or her within 100 yards of any child.